Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The following is a KMOX sports presentation.
Welcome to the Redbird Social, presented by Lux Galore International.
And sponsored in part by T.R. Hughes Homes, St. Charles' premier new home builder.
Now, the Redbird Social, on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Welcome to the Redbird Social, after another episode of 2011 Revisited, the oral history of the 2011 Cardinals. Chris Raby and Mike Anderson hanging out until 8 o'clock. And we are sitting just a few blocks away from Busch Stadium, where baseball players were playing baseball in an official team capacity today for the first time since March the 11th, right? March the 12th? The, I guess, day after Rudy Gobert night, which was the Wednesday evening when the sports world, triggered by the NBA, came crashing down. I guess the next day, Cardinals got yanked off the field during a game. The Players' Championship started, and then the PGA decided to bag that on Friday, and we've really had nothing since then. We've started to have, obviously, golf come back. We've had NASCAR. We have stuff over in Europe and Asia and around the world, and fingers crossed that everything gets back to normal here. I said last week and the week before, I guess I was out all last week, but I said the week before that, you know, I wasn't going to get too high. I wasn't going to get too low. I was going to try to kind of just stay in the middle. And I was really trying not to overreact either way, if there was good news, if there was troubling news. And I just wanted to wait and see what was going to happen. And I still kind of feel that way. I don't want to play Chicken Little if one thing goes wrong, but I do think that before we start getting ready for a full abbreviated season, there is a lot to consider and a lot of unknown that'll happen over the next couple of weeks and next couple of months, and a lot of things that are out of anyone's hands that could affect whether or not we actually have sports and how much sports we actually have. So, again, while I think we should all be excited, and it's going to be great to actually have some baseball and some actual baseball things to talk about, stuff that we talked about last in spring training in terms of like a roster and actual players and decisions and hopefully a postseason race. One of the things that I think we need to talk about now, and one of the questions that I think a lot of people will be answering, and you'll hear John Mozeliak's answer, for instance, is how worried are you that this could not happen to any degree? How worried are you? I'll ask Mike Anderson this in a minute. How worried are you that the NHL might not happen? And as teams do intake and do tests, especially, you know, in sports like the NHL and the NBA, what is the virus going to have to say about the plans for these sports to return? But baseball is hopefully back very, very soon. And at least, again, there were baseball players participating in organized sanctioned team activities at Busch Stadium earlier today. So we're talking until 8 o'clock. We're hanging until 8 o'clock. Tom Ackerman's going to join me at the bottom of the hour and give his take on what's going on. Also, we'll hear from John Mozeliak. We'll hear from Mike Shildt. as they met with the media earlier today. And we can hear from you at 436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can also tweet me. Follow me on Twitter. Tweet me at C-H-R-A-B-E, C-H-R-A-B-E. Follow us on Twitter at KMOX Sports. And again, if you've missed any of the first seven now episodes of 2011 Revisited, the oral history of the 2011 Cardinals, you can check those out on KMOX.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. So let's dive right in and say hello to our buddy Big Al. What's going on, Al? How are you, man?
Hey, buddy, I'm on my new car phone, so can you hear me?
Car phone, like one of the bag phones that is plugged into the front of the car?
Hey, I had one of those, so that's how old I am, so there.
Well, but, yes, I can't hear you.
Happy 4th, buddy. I love you guys. I love everybody. Let's all get along. Everybody's life matters. So check yourself or I wreck yourself. As Mark Lampy said, there is not a more
car phone, having some car phone issues.
You there?
Yeah, what's up with the car phone, bro?
Is it bad?
I mean, it's not great.
All right, let me call you back.
Please. Nothing would make me happier. That's a perfect. That's perfect. That is absolutely perfect. Bragging about the new car phone, and then it doesn't work. Maybe the takes were just too hot. They were melting the cellular lines. Mike Anderson's in the house.
What's up?
What's going on, man?
Oh, not too much. Looking forward to the holiday Friday.
Yes. I always kind of, like, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day always kind of sneak up on me because they're just during the baseball season, but they're not now. So, yeah. What can anyone do on 4th of July in this socially distant world? First of all, when did there start being fireworks that go off every single night?
That's as long as I can remember.
I mean, like, for the last, like, couple of weeks, there's fireworks all the time, it seems like. And, like, legit fireworks. Like, last two nights I've seen out my window legit fireworks that have been shot off somewhere down here. I'm not, like, complaining.
Yeah,
Kevin
I don't know.
Wheeler goes on Twitter and complains about his dog not liking them, but, you know, it's like a month-long celebration. I guess fireworks are cheap during a pandemic.
Yeah, once they're on sale, people want to blow them up. So
your family has, don't you guys have like a huge like firework orchestration that goes on? Like an event.
My Uncle Mike puts yes. on a fantastic show.
Literally
that
an event.
Unfortunately has been canceled this year.
That's what I was saying. What can you even do? Can't really like go to a barbecue or hang out with a ton of people. I mean, you can, but just like the usual things that happen on 4th of July are like huge crowds or big gatherings or at least, you know, family gatherings all in one place.
Yeah, I don't think the fireworks are necessarily the same over Zoom.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, maybe now everyone that holds their phone out and takes videos of the fireworks every year, maybe y'all can just take your phones out and watch all those videos and look at those stupid pictures that you've taken of fireworks. You know, it's like the guy at the concert who spends the whole show holding his phone up, taking video of the concert. Maybe since there haven't been any concerts, that dude is just sitting at home looking at all of the crappy cell phone videos he's taken while really annoying all the people around him at the show. Don't be the firework picture person. Just look at them with your eyes. I think we all got to look at things with our eyes more and our phones less, especially right now. But anyway, you're still looking forward to the holiday? What are you going to do?
Well, I've actually been doing a lot of hiking lately with some of my friends. There's a bunch of trails around the area, so we've been exploring new trails and going on some good hikes, keeping socially distanced.
Sweet. Are you worried at all that we might just get a tease of sports and then they might hit the brakes, or that, like Fauci said, might not be a vaccine until next year, might not be a vaccine at all. Has your level of enthusiasm changed at all over the last week, let's say, good or bad?
No, it hasn't. But I think you'd be crazy to deny any worry because, I mean, no one knows. No one knows exactly what's going to happen. So
yep.
There is that worry. I would not say it's changed necessarily, but yeah, part of me thinks that they could get started and then have to shut down, but I guess a little bit's better than nothing.
Yeah.
And you never know. They may get all the way through, so who knows?
You don't really hear, like, are you sketched out at all by the fact that we don't really hear anything about the NHL?
I think that depends on who you're listening to. I mean,
yeah.
I hear plenty, but that's because I'm reaching out for it.
No, but I mean, like, I know that guys are skating, but, like, I don't know. I guess that maybe since they were the first ones to, like, announce what their plan was going to be, maybe in some people's minds, and maybe I'm just off base, that had an unfair correlation to them, like, getting started before anyone else. Do you know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying, but I mean, they said from the get-go, we're going to set the plan for these phases, but these are not going to start until July. I think from the get-go, there was no plan to start until August.
Yeah, I agree.
Regular season or playoff games, that is.
Well, 100%. And also just because of the nature of the sport. Same with the NBA, right? Like, you can't just roll out there and have a couple of weeks of, you know, whatever baseball's going to do. It's apples and oranges. But I'm excited, man. Like, if everything, like, the golf has been just great to watch the last couple of weeks. And if we can't actually move forward and we actually have all these sports going on at once, it's going to be just sports overload. It's going to be great.
Yeah, that could turn into one of the best sports watching times of your life. I mean,
yeah, sports,
there could be
it.
So many things on at one time that you won't even know what to watch. So.
Think of all the Big Al wouldn't even know what it takes to give. But we'll hear from Mo. We'll hear from Mike Schilt, and we'll get some of their thoughts on just everything that's going on. I'm fascinated by just, like, the mechanics of how the Cardinals are going to make this thing happen at Busch, you know, and how the protocols are going to affect what they do and affect things that the players take for granted and affect every moment of every day. And that's all stuff that has to be planned for. So we'll hear a little bit about that. We'll hear from Mike Schilt. Tom Ackerman's going to join me coming up in about 15 minutes or so. And again, your phone calls, just get a car phone that works, 436-7900, 314-436-7900. Chris Raby with you. It is Redbird Social, hanging out until 8 o'clock. Mike Anderson in the house as well. And we're back after this break on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Redbird Social, presented by Lux Galore International. And sponsored in part by T.R. Hughes Homes, St. Charles' premier new home builder. On your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Redbird Social, hanging out until 8 o'clock after 2011 Revisited, the oral history of the 2011 St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight was episode 7. Again, if you've missed any of the first 6, now 7, you can go to KMOX.com. You can also check them out wherever you listen to podcasts, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify. Just search Sports Open Line, and you can get the podcast. All right, John Mozeliak and Mike Schilt chatting with the media on Zoom calls today. This will be the norm. There's not going to be any face-to-face media access, and this is, again, for my purposes and our purposes, something that I'm super intrigued by and anxious to kind of see how this works and how this affects things. But really, everything being affected. Here's Mo.
I would say the testing process has gone well, as far as what I'm hearing from the medical staff, but I'm a tier 2, so I don't just hang down in the clubhouse. So like all of you, it's going to be different in terms of where I spend my time. You know, we all sort of reflect and how we think about our normal spring training, and we have access to so many different points in Jupiter or in season here in St. Louis, whereas now you're pretty limited on where you can and cannot go. And obviously from a tier 1 perspective, which is players, coaches, and sports staff, we want them to be in that protected bubble as best we can.
And in terms of the bubble and the ballpark, I find this fascinating.
Gosh, I don't even know where to begin. So, you know, like, there'll be an entry point for tier 1, tier 2. You know, in the past, you used to walk in. Now you'll have to have a temperature check, do your survey before you can enter. in terms of, for all of you that are familiar with the layout of it, we will take like the food room or cafeteria room, if you will, and that'll be used as a meeting room. We are utilizing both clubhouses, home and visitor, and that way we can have, you know, taking the number of players from, you know, 44, 45, whatever number we end up with, to spread them out. We'll utilize both weight rooms so we can have multiple things going on at once. Clearly, we'll use both bullpens and even dugouts. What other modifications have we seen? Spread out a little bit differently with the coaches' room, if you remember, like where they would meet. Because the video room, in essence, is kind of closed moving forward, we've been able to allocate some of that space to coaches as well. As far as the media room, obviously all of that used to be in the old press dining. So we'll use a Zoom room down in where the owner's bunker was.
A Zoom room. I just, again, find it just so fascinating. Not even the specifics, but just hearing everything, the laundry list of him just rattling off how everything has changed. Think about like something as simple as like the video room. You can't all congregate in the video room. You'd walk by the video room at any given time before a game, anytime, any season, and there'd be like 10 or 15 guys in there. Just think about sitting in the clubhouse. So those are like some of the things that I'm really fascinated by. Just everything is changing. And you think about, especially professional athletes who are, you know, perhaps the ultimate creatures of habit, and now those habits are going to have to change, and they are going to have to adapt like everyone.
Both Mike Shildt and I will meet with the players and just reinforce what their responsibility is to this team and to their peers, because look, we can only do so much in terms of controlling the environment here at Busch. But to your point, when you leave here, that's on you. And if we want this season to happen, and it's not just the St. Louis Cardinals, it's all 29 other organizations, we're all going to have to understand this is different than normal. And so when you think about how you spent your free time in past years, you had complete autonomy. You could do really whatever you wanted, but that's not going to work this year. And practicing physical distancing, social distancing, wearing a mask, hygiene, all those things that we hear about day in and day out by news media, by public figures, is something that we all are going to have to practice if we don't want this bubble to burst. And so how you live your life, how you conduct your life outside of Busch Stadium is going to be critical to the success of really Major League Baseball, let alone the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, does that sound like daunting? Like imagine a butterfly effect, perhaps, you know, that could have real ramifications. And Mo was asked, does he worry about potential of just no season?
Yeah, it keeps you up at night, right?
Yeah.
And part of that's just because, you know, you're not immune to reading how many COVID cases are going up in the United States. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, the good news is Missouri's not one of those states that's completely out of control, but it's still in the back of your mind that this is a very real virus. And I don't think I don't want to downplay it in any way. I want our players and our staff and people that are part of tier one, tier two, to really take responsibility of this. And there are a couple of tier twos on this call right now, and they know that I sent them a letter yesterday explicitly asking them to understand the responsibility of what they're undertaking. And I will have a very similar message to share with the players.
Tier two. Here's Mike Shildt.
First of all, the common bond of this thing is the excitement. There's every single player, staff member, everybody, support staff, everybody's just excited to be able to have baseball conversations, to have baseball organization taking place, and then to have physically guys in the last several days and ramp it up to more of a team setting, guys getting ground balls, throwing bullpens, you know, doing while we're here to play the game. So, you know, kind of piggyback on what I said a minute ago, like individually we've taken the temperature of where guys are. We'll take the physical temperature. Well, literally we'll take physical temperatures on every day. And then we'll take the temperature of where guys are and what we see and talk to them, which will establish their schedules moving forward. But guys are excited. And in general, every one of our players, position player, pitcher wise, are in a really good spot to show up and start participating and getting ready for our season.
It's Mike Schilt and also John Mozeliak as they spoke to the media on Zoom calls today. We're going to get Tom Ackerman's thoughts when we come back as baseball is kind of officially, finally starting to be back. Chris Raby with you. Mike Anderson in the house as well. It's the Redbird Social Hour. We're hanging out until 8 o'clock, and we're back in a moment on KMOX.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Redbird Social, presented by Lux Galore International. And sponsored in part by T.R. Hughes Homes, St. Charles' premier new home builder. On your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Redbird Social until 8 o'clock. Chris Raby with you on KMOX. Mike Anderson in the house as well after the seventh episode of 2011 Revisited. Glad to have some baseball to talk about. We just heard a little bit from John Mozeliak and Mike Schilt. And Tom Ackerman joins us now. It's incredible, man, to listen to, you know, Mo just run through the laundry list of just like, I'm fascinated by like the way that they have to overhaul just like the layout and functionality of the ballpark. Like so many little things are going to happen like every single day moving forward. It's going to be the new normal and a new routine for the ultimate creatures of habit.
Yeah, and especially for those of us who know the inside of that ballpark, you know, just something like Don Thompson's desk where we would check in to go into the clubhouse is now going to be a doctor's office. You know, the media room is changing. It's now a Zoom room. The coaches are meeting changes a little bit because now they can utilize some other areas that are going to be switched around. The clubhouses, both clubhouses use both dugouts, both bullpens. You know, they're going to use every little corner of Busch Stadium as best they can, but this is 2020. Everything is changing. Everything that we do changes. Just going down the street to get some milk at the grocery store, you change your habits. So as we change, the Cardinals change, and you know, it really is day by day. I mean, we learned today that the city and county is telling us to wear masks in public. It was a suggestion before. Now they're telling everyone to do it. You know, things are changing by the day. We're learning more. The virus has changed from one week to the next, and sports making the attempt to come back. So that's the big thing here, and baseball is just one of them. Our listeners right now, the Cardinals are part of their life. This is a huge life adjustment, and I know that around the country in other cities, it's not really like that. Some cities are. But where baseball really is part of your life, like it is part of your daily routine in the summer. It's what you do at dinner. You talk about what the lineup looks like, and then you go listen to the game, or you go to the game, or you know, you've made your whole year around gathering family, and when you sit around at Christmas, you talk about the Cardinals. I mean, so it's a lifestyle adjustment for our listeners and fans too. But for these players and everything that's going on inside, it really will be, until they get into a routine, it is going to be a lot different. But as John Mozeliak said in that visit with the media today, and he said this before, this is not only about what happens inside the bubble. This is about what you do away from the ballpark. They're basically putting the trust in the players and staff that away from the ballpark and when they travel, which will be adjusted big time, that you are not putting yourself at risk, because when you put yourself at risk, you put everybody at risk. Your team, other teams, it is, it's just where we are right now in our society. So 2020 baseball season, I know that it's exciting to think about, but it is literally a day-by-day issue.
Do you worry about, again, there could literally, as you just alluded to, be like a butterfly effect of, who knows? And a lot of people have speculated, you know, if there could be the domino, or how actually the quarantine IL, so to speak, is going to work. Like anything that we haven't, like stuff we haven't even considered and stuff we haven't even talked about over the last few months while we've waited for sports to hopefully come back, stuff like that could derail what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just like I have concern for my own family and friends that everybody is safe and healthy. You know, I think about what's happening with everything over there and with the team, and how that's going to move forward. And I definitely want it all to work. I think in my heart, you know, getting to live baseball, if you can get to July 23rd, 24th, when the season starts and people can start tracking box scores and hearing play-by-play calls and following their favorite players and seeing Colton Wong make his first amazing play, you know, hearing walk-up music for the players and adjusting to there being no crowd. But who knows what little tricks we might have in terms of TV and radio to make that atmosphere different, to create some content that's never been done before with play-by-play. There's all kinds of possibilities. Maybe we hook people back in, but we've got a ways to go. I mean, we got 3 weeks to go until that starts. So, yeah, I do. I don't know that I worry about it, but it definitely has been on my mind since we were in the booth. Klaibs and I were calling that game that they played the entire game. Yeah. Wainwright was amazing in that game. But, you know, in the seventh inning, we get the notice that this is going to be the last game. And you know, ever since that day, I really thought the Rudy Gobert day, I remember being out at dinner in Jupiter on that Wednesday, you know, when that happened. And the NBA shut it down. You knew it was going to everything was going to get shut down. But it was when you actually saw and felt and saw the looks on the players' faces and the fans and everybody else that this was happening. I did think that day. I wondered when this would all come back. I had no idea.
Yeah, and
I thought this could be a long time.
Well,
so,
and Tom,
we are.
The flip side of that is, 24 hours before that, on Tuesday, the 10th, we were in Fort Myers for the Cardinals and Red Sox. It was the first day of the no media in the clubhouse, and everyone was kind of like laughing about it. Like, we were laughing with Mike Schilt, like, oh, don't get too close, you know, like nothing 24 hours before that, like, seemed like there would be any threat whatsoever to shutting everything down. That's how quickly it changed.
Yeah, it did. And I remember that being kind of, you know, being over in Fort Myers and it being odd and different. But yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but no one was like, really, so do you think they're going to shut this down?
No,
it was
but,
just like,
you know,
oh,
once
we can't
we started,
go in the clubhouse. Or,
yeah,
you know.
It was the NBA. It was. It
oh,
was,
yeah,
it was, well,
100%.
The first one was the NCAA tournament. When the NCAA tournament said, we're going to consider playing this tournament in front of no fans, I was like, what? How could that possibly be?
I can't believe
that,
we all freaked out about that. I would have taken that in a heartbeat.
And then the tournament gets completely shut down, and, you know, that. So anyway, yeah, I mean, it has been a while. It's been a few months now, and I think, you know, you're looking ahead here and saying, how can they do it? If they make it through and do a 60-game season and get to September and October and they find a rhythm and they are healthy and there is positive, how could they provide hope for people and a sense of normalcy and a change, and how beneficial will it be? It could be great. I mean, if you want to stay optimistic and say, you know, getting through an entire 60-game season, even though 162 is what they play, 60, it would be, I think, a very special championship for whoever wins. Everybody starts in the same starting block. Everybody's going through the same challenges. It will be something that we've never gone through before. Whoever emerges as the champion, I think that's pretty special. Whatever it is, we're going to look back at 2020 and say that they made an attempt, however long this goes. So it is encouraging to know that the Cardinals are here. And when you see the pictures on social media, Yachty taking a selfie on the field, Dexter Fowler getting off the plane and saying, ah, I can taste the baseball and the best pizza on earth, you know, and riling up people in Chicago.
What do you think he was talking about? Like, which pizza place?
He wasn't talking about any pizza place. He was stirring up the. I know you don't agree.
I mean, there's good deep
dish. He was stirring up the Cards Cubs rivalry.
There's some really good.
You want to get into an argument about Provel? We can do that all day. But, you know, this is what the point is. Just hearing that the players are back is another step, and that's good. I thought Mike Shildt was. Both of them were great today. Mike Shildt with a big smile on his face. He's loving just having the guys back and teaching baseball again. That's what he does. That's what he knows. And that's very exciting. And just kind of planning it all out is another step for him, having the knowledge that on Friday you will have your first full team workout. That's good. It really is. Let's get through tomorrow, get to July 3rd, figure out if you can get that full team workout, what that looks like and everything, and go from there. Hopefully between now and then, no weather issues come up. You have 44, now 45 players in camp. They probably won't go to 60 because they want to keep some space in case they have some issues. They might have to bring in some players off waivers down the road. You don't know, but you are going to have a workout down in Springfield, Missouri. That'll be another step on July 14th when that happens. So every day there will be something else that you'll be able to smile and say, okay, this feels a little more normal now. Like, we're talking about baseball again.
Yeah, that's, I think, the thing that somehow I've kind of not fully embraced yet is that, like, the actual baseball aspects of the conversation, right? Like, is Dylan Carlson going to make the team, or when are we going to see him? Or, you know, how are they going to use the rotation? How are they going to use the bullpen? Some of the position battles that were really starting to kind of crystallize right when we hit the brakes on spring training. And I do think that with all of the moving pieces and with a bit of an expanded roster and with the Cardinals' depth, more than anything, I think the tactical acumen that we've seen from Shildt in his first, you know, year and a half as manager, I think that's going to be a real, real, real asset. Like, we always talk about, it's hard to quantify, like, how many wins above replacement a manager is worth, but, you know, the way that you handle your roster and your bullpen and the decisions you make and how you deploy people and the in-game decisions, like, I think he's just really, really prepared and really, really good at that with his staff, and I'm just excited to see that.
I'm looking forward to seeing how he handles all of that. Runner at second base in extra innings, DH, three batter minimum for relief pitchers, and moving forward, thinking about what he does with his rotation. Now, he says he's going five-man rotation, not six. Thinks he has enough off days, but, you know, what happens if some weather interrupts it? What happens if there's an injury, etc.? He has the depth to be able to move it around. Also, Mike Shildt has experience in short seasons. In the minor leagues, he's managed shorter seasons. So it's a little bit different at this level, of course, but the Appalachian League, the Appy League Hall of Famer that was just announced today, has some experience in the minors. He's been around a long time in this game. And so I think he embraces the challenge. I can tell, you can read his body language, that he is just excited to be back in his office and have the uniform on, to have the guys around. A few floors above him, John Mozeliak, who doesn't even go downstairs because he's in a different level of, you know, he's tier two as opposed to tier one, is handling the operational side of it. And you can see that while he is tapped into what they're doing baseball-wise, of course, he is deferring to Schilt on all of those field staff decisions, and he is extremely busy on trying to get planes to come into St. Louis, trying to figure out who's where, who, what the roster is going to look like this day, this week, and the following week, and those kinds of things. So he is he's crunching numbers and moving things around, making sure people are where they need to be, who's tested, who isn't. Those kinds of things are on his plate. So, yeah, it's very different. It's very impressive, actually, to step back and watch an organization like this take on something different and do it as well as possible, something new. I think that Cardinals fans do understand that and are going to be there when it's ready to go, whenever that is. I mean, the Cardinals are planning. In case they are allowed to have fans down the road, they are planning that way. But that seems like a long way off. Right now, this is just like getting to tomorrow and making sure that everybody is in. I mean, they didn't even have, you know, Mozeliak was talking about Carlos Martinez today. You know, he doesn't even really know. Like, they have the same, they know what Miles Michaelis looks like because he's been in Jupiter all the time. Adam Wainwright and KK have been here. But Carlos, where is he? How does he look? You know, they know he wants to be part of the rotation, but they want to see him. So there's still a lot of unknown, and I think as each day moves forward, it's this sort of like right now that we're in January. Like, we're just coming out of the warm-up, and we need to see everybody again. But in 2 days, it'll be mid-February. It's just like everything is condensed and is flying pretty fast.
Yeah, but no jetties.
No jetties, sorry. No key lime pie for you. Yeah, no, you got to replace that with, no with St. Louis delicacies. Yeah,
yeah, like that cheese on top of that pizza.
Hey, I'll take a good. I love St. Louis style pizza.
No, yeah. I mean, I've let's be honest. I've never really met a pizza that I don't see eye to eye with. So, I'm not going to pretend, you know, especially in the day of quarantine, the age of quarantine. I'm not going to pretend like, you know, I would be in a position to turn any pizza away. So
no, and well, I mean, pizza's great. I mean, what are you going
to
do?
I love Dexter Fowler.
That's how you make an entrance. I mean, it's been you know, the other thing, by the way, that
maybe we'll see a little bit more of that from some guys. Like, you know, maybe this will lead to different personalities coming out, or, you know, different. We've seen the explosion of the social media and guys having direct access. Like, maybe we'll see a different side of the guys during the season. I don't know.
I agree. And actually, something that Schilt said today was that he's proud of the fact that a lot of the people on the staff and on the roster have had the courage to say things about social justice, about racial injustice. And he does think that organically there will be a lot of discussions going on more than they've ever experienced because of what we've experienced this year. So that will be part of the clubhouse atmosphere as well. There will be a lot of time for them to talk and bond and be together. And I think that's nothing but good. I think that there will be, you know, these guys are family. They spend most of the year together. As much together or sometimes more than their own families. So I know they miss each other. I'm glad that they're back together. And I hope that, and I think that, they will be a very competitive team if we get this season going. I think the Cardinals are going to be really good. I think they'll be, I don't know that they're the best team in the National League. They're not, but they are one of the toughest to knock out. I think they will be very hard to beat because they have depth pretty much everywhere. It does, of course, depend on what their hitting looks like. But the Cardinals are a good team. They know it. They have a good blend of veterans and youth, and I think it's going to be fun to watch it all come together. By the way, the one piece of news today, really the biggest piece of news outside of the reports of the Cardinals and White Sox being basically, as long as they get everything done and everything is passed up in the Field of Dreams, that those two teams would play each other. The other big piece of news is that Jordan Hicks is going to start the season on the IL. Not really a shocker. Yeah. Nothing's wrong with him. But they're not overly conservative, said Schilt, but you know, patience is involved. He's had no setbacks, threw a side yesterday, played catch today, and will not start the season on the roster, but Jordan Hicks is coming along just fine.
Good stuff. Yeah, we heard your updates during TIPM, and here's to a lot more baseball each and every day. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate being on with you. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on Total Information AM and the Garage Happy Hour, by the way, tomorrow 5:30 on the KMOX Sports Facebook page. Why wouldn't we? And it's timely. We're going to have Mike Shannon, John Rooney, Ricky Horton, and Mike Claiborne on the show, the radio crew.
Love it. Must yes, see sir. Garage TV. All right, man. Thanks so much. We'll listen tomorrow morning.
All right. See you. Thanks.
All right, man. Tom Ackerman joining us on Redbird Social. Back in a moment. KMOX.
Welcome back to the Redbird Social, presented by Lux Galore International and sponsored in part by T.R. Hughes Homes, St. Charles' premier new home builder, on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
All right, quick final segment as we wrap up. Thanks to Tom Ackerman for joining us, and plenty of baseball talk to come. Again, if you have missed 2011 Revisited or you want to revisit it, check out episodes now 1-7 at KMOX.com. And on the Sports Open Line podcast, again, a big thanks to Tom and a big thanks to my guy, Mike Anderson. This has been Redbird Social, and we'll be back with more classic Cardinal games tomorrow night on your home for the Cardinals, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.